It is a great pleasure for me to be here this afternoon in the midst of you. I am very thankful to our Lord Jesus Christ who has provided this greatest relationship among our brothers and sisters in Christ
here.
Without Christ, there is no Christianity. And without Christ, we will have this fellowship. Christ is the only Son of our Lord. Lord loves us. Therefore He sent His only Son to die on the Calvary cross to take off the sins of this world. After the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Christianity begins. Today, I want to speak about the plea for unity in the Christianity. The Lord Church is young in India, but the Church is originally beginning in Jerusalem according to Acts chapter 2. During my last journey in Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Orissa, I have seen the difficulties what our brothers and sisters of Christ facing in the church. Even though the church belongs to Christ, but our brethren who want to be the leadership, making the diligence among the church. Make the distinction and enmity between brother to brother and sister to sister. And trying to establish different churches in different parts according to their own leadership. And trying to establish the different churches, even though it is their own Christ church, but in their own guidance. But we have seen in the Corinthians, Paul said that there will be no divisions among you, brethren. How long the divisions of churches will last? How long the church will live from this point onward will depend primarily on the faithfulness of present situation. Speakers of the Lord Church came from Canada, America, Australia, England to India.
And
perhaps even other countries. To help and preach the gospel in India. Most of the work has been done in South India as well as Northeastern India. But since it seems that the people are more receptive to the gospel there in other areas of the country. As a result of this, hundreds and thousands have been converted. With scores of congregations being established. And you see, with more and more foreign preachers coming and spreading out the work of different cities and villages. And each one has made their own contact with the churches. And baptized hundreds, leaving various ones behind with the support of carry on the world.
바티라 보케라 힌두스탄 나딘 산포스탄 네라 힌두에
this open timely one group in one area working with one or more corners and another group in another area
kalekra pranam man dang ye toi ka group ha toi ka branda ka toi ka group ha toi ka branda da sabati nang wei kesang pasang ne ra ta
because these local brethren may be getting their support from different ones
but nei ki noya phai cha ran yo de ni ra na ti ba phair ne de ni ni ra
and refusing to cooperate and to have anything with each other in spite of fact that they are brethren and members of the church.
Dhammatra pulam yati padinam janna kate giya unko dinot hapdain jamki namati wan nat banda kiya hapdiya kaya.
But this is not good. And therefore we must put forth and effort to rid ourselves.
Makatamina devan spent ha yadi.
Of such defections and divisions among the Christ church. Here you see the Paul said, I am writing about these matters because various foreign brethren have told me that the church in many different places in India is divided. With some loyal feelings to the foreigners. And other feelings to another foreigners. Sometimes the workers of certain area are said to be brother so and so, brother so and so. But others have nothing to do with this. Since they have getting support directly from the individual or congregation of the foreign country. Brethren in India, I cannot believe that these foreign brethren could do such a bad thing against the churches. And no foreigners will encourage the brethren that you should make a different organization in your church. Because they are the servants of God. Because they came to do the will of God. And the Great Commission has given to the apostles that there will be no bondage but go to the whole world and preach the gospel. But Jesus did not say his apostles that you should make divisions among you brethren in the church. Even you are my brethren and you can come to my area to preach the gospel, there is no bondage. Because there is no bondage and no objection in the work of law. Because the Great Commission has given in Matthew chapter 28. By Jesus Christ to his apostles. He said, go to the whole world and preach the gospel to every nation. Whoever believed in him shall be saved and will be condemned. Therefore, brethren, may be coming to hell with the world in India. Different brethren from different countries. Various local brethren may be getting their support from different individuals. This is all sake of the Lord. We should not distinguish each other. We should unite together and work in the Lord. As when I did we stand and divided we fall. To make a Lord church strong, we must unite and work for the Lord according to His commandment. If you are a faithful Christian, a member of the Church of Christ, The church that we read about the Bible, then it doesn't make any difference where you are. What color your skin? Whether you are educated or uneducated? Whether you are poor or rich? Whether you get your support from some foreign Christian or congregation or not? Whether local congregation supports you or you make your living at some foreign profession? Regardless, you are brother and I want you to have a fellowship with you. You should feel the same about me too. Likewise, all of the members of the church in India should feel the same way. If you are in the same village, in the same city, in the same state, or separated by hundreds of miles, we should cooperate and work together in every way possible to promote the cause of our tribe. Dear brothers and sisters, when we are and refuse to work together, this suggests that we have our own self-interest in heart. We are therefore limiting ourselves. And the Lord Himself said what He might be able to do to the people in our area. But we are already few in our number. And the enemy is all around us. And surely we need all of the help we can get. This is why we must stand as one and work together so that so we may accomplish more. Do you remember the Corinthians? They were lost people. But they divided themselves into different camps. Being loyal to various preachers. Listen to what Paul says to them. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but they be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me and unto you. Paul always prayed to the Lord for the unity in the church. Because he loves the brethren. He does not like that the brethren should go to the astray. Because Jesus came this world not to destroy his brothers and sisters, but he seeks the lost. He is the sick and save the sinful man of this world. Therefore Paul, the apostle of Lord Jesus Christ, who was doing the work of our Lord, he said, do good. Unite together. Work for the Lord. And Lord will protect you from your danger. Lord will heal you from your sickness. Lord will feed you from your hungerness. I hope you know the story of Jesus Christ. while he was having only the 5 breads. And so many people came together to listen the message from the Lord Jesus Christ. They were hungry. But apostles have only 5 breads. And people were thousands. But how we can feed them? But the power of Lord is such a great. But that 5 breads were turned to full of basket. And all the crowd were fed by our Lord. Lord says, ask it will be given unto you. Seek you will find. Knock it will be open unto you. Lord does not like his children to go to a street. Only you can go to the stray when you cannot follow the commandments of Lord Jesus. Therefore, brethren, if you have a division, you will not have a love of Christ. Because again Paul said here, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses. Continue to the doctrine which you have learned and avoid them. For they guide us such as say not our Lord Jesus Christ. But this is their only belly. And by good words and fair speeches won the ears of the church. And this is the heart of the sinful. My dear brothers, if you listen and read the word of God from the Holy Bible, it will guide you and show you the way to live. Because the commandment itself says, if you hate your brother, if you take revenge against your enemy, you did not love me. Everyone loves to the God only when they love their neighbors, brothers and sisters. Again, you see, Paul warned the elders of the church of Ephesus. He said, for I know this, after my departing, the grievous wolves enter in there among you. Not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. To draw away disciples after them. Christ pray that we might all be in one. He said that they all may be one. I thou, Father art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent him. We are always thundering divisions in the religious world. And rightly so. But division cannot take place among the Lord's people too. And this is where the damage is done than anywhere else. As long as Lord's people are united, and all the force of the devils cannot destroy. But once division takes place among God's people, then not only are they hurt,
sanglong tambahin mereka.
But this became something block to the world itself.
Mereka sebuah tek, mau diusut, mereka percaya di barat.
Because the Satan around us.
Mau Satan itu dalam saudang jami.
It is a dangerous.
Mereka sebuah maha katalaka.
Then you will try to test Jesus Christ.
Bahkan kau sebuah persyamat di jokal yang kisuh hi.
Of course the Satan tempted him.
Udahoy, Satan mencuri him.
In the Garden of Eden. That if you will eat this fruit, you will be wise like God. And then Eve followed the advice of the Satan, took the fruit, eat the fruit, and committed sin. When Satan tried to tempt Jesus, if you can turn this piece of stone to bread, I will give you all of this holy kingdom. But Jesus simply spit out, he did not do
it.
Because he is the Son of God. He don't worship Satan. He didn't come to have his own pleasure on this earth. He simply came to save the sinful man. As the Lord's people, we must love God. And we must love one another. The Hebrew writer said, let brotherly love continue. Peter said, honor all men. Love brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. Now listen now to Paul. And be a kind one to another. Tender hearted.
But it doesn't come along with a general
forgiving one another.
So you have to wait and wait.
Even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. He goes on to say,
but Punta,
be ye therefore followers of God.
As the
dear children, and walk in love.
As
Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us in offering and sacrifice to God. As Jesus loves us, that way he died for us. He has taken our burden himself on the Calvary cross and he sent his blood on the Calvary tree. So that we can wash our sins by the blood of Christ. All of this is to say that we brothers and sisters, there is a tie that binds us together that is stronger than anything, any ill, anything up to you. We are all members of Lord's family. And this will be expressed in our dealings with one another. As we know, did we not obey the same gospel? Are we not the members of the same church? Do we not wear the same name, the name of Christ? And therefore, Christians only. Don't we worship the same way? Don't we speak the same truth? Aren't we brothers and sisters in Christ? If this be true among us, this is my plea for the church in the whole world. With this unity we can all work together and go and spread to every part of this country. Let me remind you that we are not competing with one another. If so, then we are opposed to one another and therefore working against each other. When we cooperate, when we refuse to cooperate with each other, to help one another with meeting, to share our blessings and responsibilities, or when we fail to pray for one another, or refuse to visit each other, or feel better than others, or will not fellowship our own brother, then we are in error and therefore we need to be corrected. I don't believe we want to be like this. And I believe that when we grow more in the Lord, a lot of these little petty selfish and Christian things will disappear. And from our lips will be practices. Please think about these matters. Pray about each and every brother and sister of Christ. And let us strive to be Christians.
So I will be a letter long Christian.
And the church that we claim to be. Only then can God be honored. And that will be because we are at last united. And working together to do His will. Because you remember when Israel forget the Lord and worship the idols, Lord for His servants put them in the wilderness for 40 years. But when they again remember the Lord, God freed them from the wilderness. And God taught them the light of the gospel. And He protect them from their dangers and bring them into the safe life. Dear brothers and sisters, if you are united together, if you love each other, if you pray to the Lord always for your health, Lord will hear your prayers. He will protect you from your dangers. He will take all of your troubles in His hands. And He will give you peace and joy. He will bring you from the darkness to the light. He will give you the salvation in eternal life. Because He loves you and me. Let us pray. Gracious Lord, we thank Thee for Thy love. Will Thou hast brought all the brothers and sisters together here in our congregation. We thank Thee for the message which Thou hast given us, which should help to every brothers and sisters in Christ, that they should unite together and walk into Thy light and way of salvation. Help them always in their troubles, Lord, and bring them always into Thy light, of course. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.